Michael Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. If you want to be part of the conversation today, I'm your host, PJ. In studio with me is Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I am doing great, thank you.
It is
a beautiful day out there.
It is. Weather might be changing.
Yes, but for now, 80 during the day, low 70s. High 60s at night, I think, is wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. So did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I went down to town to Jacksonville to visit my girlfriend Carrie's son, who lives there, and his fiance. So I had a wonderful time, played a little golf, and was just good to get away.
Nice.
Little change of pace.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is new with downtown crowd?
Well, you have the brand new copy in front of you, and it says Frights, Festivities, and Fun.
Halloween theme. There's a little dog carrying a pumpkin.
Yeah, with a like a ghost blanket. No, not blanket. Sheet. Ghost sheet.
The ghost dog.
Yeah. Ghost dog, yes.
Yeah.
And as we talked about last week, there is so much going on this month. So many things. Just going through, the Baptist Fashion Show actually is coming up on the 24th. That is really coming up on us quickly.
Stepping out in style, yes.
And I believe there are still tickets. And I shall be there. I look forward to that. It's always a lot of fun.
That is October 24th at Sanders Beach.
Yep.
More details, BaptistHealthcareFoundation.org.
And, of course, it benefits the Baptist Healthcare Foundation.
Absolutely.
And
Fufu Fest is also coming up end of the month.
Oh, yes, yes. The opera is doing a, I was going to say not modern, a little different version of Carmen. A little more modernized version of Carmen. I've seen some of the rehearsals, and the important thing is the music is still original. kind of original anyway. So, but, you know, opera has to move on. It can't cater always to fuddy-duddies like me that like the, you know, the traditional way.
Yeah.
You have to try new things. And I understand that. And I gripe, and but I do understand that. But I love traditional opera.
I've always been more of an Andrew Lloyd Webber fan myself. So Phantom of the Opera.
Yes.
A lot of what he's done has been great.
And, of course, we have Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival. It's November the 1st through the 3rd. That'll be on us in no time.
And that's fantastic because there's literally hundreds of artists from around the country descending upon Pensacola, sharing their art with everybody.
Yes, and the poster this year, I think, is really interesting. Normally, I'm not a big fan of the modern art type posters that they do, but this one I really think is neat. It's just, I assume it's a young lady from the, sort of from just above the knee down. They show she's walking in the surf.
Yeah.
Presumably on Pensacola Beach.
Nice.
But the colors, it's very interesting. It just sort of grabs your attention.
Yeah, absolutely. Was that submitted to you, or how do you get a hold of those photos?
Oh, no, that's Greater Gulf Coast Arts Festival. They normally run a competition amongst
artists. Oh, so that's part of the competition.
And that, I assume, is the... it is a print by Michael... and I have to put my glasses on.
Meissner.
Meissner.
Yes.
And it's available at the festival. I think that's a very interesting. Yes.
Great Coast Arts Festival coming up November 1st to the 3rd at Seville Square. It's free.
And then, of course, before that, we have Halloween. Now, do you dress up in a costume? And
yeah, we're actually big Marvel fans, so it's usually superhero theme at our house.
Oh.
I've been Thor in the past. Been Batman, been Batman, so DC Comics too. In fact, my daughter has names for us on her cell phone. Mom is teacher, because mom's a teacher. Dad is Batman. Batman. So every time I call her, it comes up Batman.
Does she play me? Batman.
I'll have to talk to her about that.
That would be neat. Yeah. But anyway, there's all kinds of good stuff going on. You should enter the Seville Quarter Halloween costume contest.
Oh, yeah?
As Batman. Yeah.
You've never seen the costume. Yeah. It's more like Batman mask and Batman pajamas. So okay. I always call them my Batjamas.
A sort of stylized Batman, huh?
Yep. So tell me about the Seville Quarter.
It is. Contest. Yes, it is a costume contest. And there will be $1,000 cash prize for the first place winner.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I might even dress up for that. I wonder what I could be.
Well, have you dressed up in the past?
No, I am.
What?
I never say never. Never say never. Never dress up. It's not kind of my thing.
Mm.
Yeah, I must say my kids always complain. Dad, come on, get into the spirit, Dad.
Yeah.
And I said, well, look, Halloween is for kids. Anything you want to be is great.
Mm-hmm.
But let Dad just kind of walk along and supervise.
Hoping that the parents out there have treats, or you know, the people whose houses you're going to have treats for the parents too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it is. You have to be over 21, which of course we qualify for.
Mm-hmm.
And registration at 7 o'clock, and it's at Seville Quarter.
Perfect.
And that is, of course, Halloween night.
Mm-hmm. Well, I see that there's also Boo at the Zoo, mm-hmm. Elk Breeze Zoo.
Yes.
That's an exciting event that's coming up.
Halloween Fest and Pensacola's Most Haunted Ghost Tour and Scavenger Hunt. I think we've talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
There's some haunted places like the old jail, which is now, of course, the PLT Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, I think the West Florida Historic, I'm not sure what the official name is now, where TT, it used to be TT Wentworth.
UW Historic Trust?
Yeah, yes. I believe there's a ghost there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Or did I have too much to drink that night?
PensacolaGhostEvents.com is the website. Also, AmazingCityTours.com. If people have any interest in history tours, ghost tours, scavenger hunts, right around Halloween.
Yes. And like I said, so much going on in Pensacola. Boktoberfest.
Mm-hmm.
I think you told me you're a dog owner.
I am. Yep, we have a rescue dog.
Hmm.
We will.
Well, that's the event for you.
All right.
It is October the 27th, and it benefits the Pensacola Humane Society.
We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about former President Trump's return to Butler, Pennsylvania to finish the rally that he started 12 weeks ago and was, of course, so horribly interrupted by that would-be assassin's bullets. Our good friend Ryan Jenkins gave us an update on the impact to agriculture of Hurricane Helene. And we talked to brand new County Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger as she is getting ready to take the oath of office on what she intends to do during the month between now and the election next month. You can catch all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
3:30 in the morning. Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the conversation today. I'm your host, PJ. In studio with me right now is Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing. And you mentioned last week that you had some Pensacola Ice Flyer tickets, and that's actually a good segue because I noticed that the Pensacola Ice Flyers and Penn Air Credit Union are teaming up for breast cancer awareness. They have a limited edition pink breast cancer jersey on sale through the end of October. Mm. Apparently people can pick that up on their website.
The opening night is this coming Saturday, the 19th. And then, of course, on the 26th, I know your favorite night, the small dog race.
Yeah. Yep.
And we, as always, have four tickets that you can win, and we'll tell you how in just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
But I say this every time. These are four great tickets, the My Tickets. They're not somewhere up in the rafters.
Not in the nosebleeds.
Not in the nosebleed. These are great seats, and you'll have a thoroughly good time. And the only thing I ask is, you've got to make a lot of noise, stamp your feet, yell, scream, and just have a good old time.
Mm-hmm.
So what we normally do is we ask a really hard question. Really hard question.
So impossible.
And which I'll give you in a moment. But you have to text in with your name and email address.
Because they will be emailed the tickets?
They will be emailed to you. Yes, there's no, we're paperless now. We're really up to date here, paperless.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make it a really, really difficult question.
All right. While you're thinking of the question, 850-437-1620. You ready to text?
What is the name of the rink? The nickname.
The nickname of the rink at the Bay Center?
At the Bay Center.
I have no idea.
You don't?
I don't.
I thought everybody knew that.
Is that something they can
maybe
Google?
Nickname is the wrong expression.
Can they go to the Google and find out?
I'll bet they could, but they're not allowed to. Not allowed to Google.
Either you know it or you don't.
We take you on your word here that you won't Google. It's, what is the usual name for the rink? There's a better way to put it, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody who's a hockey
fan,
they know exactly what I mean. Everybody knows the answer.
850-437-1620. If you know the answer, you can pick up some tickets to the Pensacola Ice Flyers. Which game?
This is for opening night.
Okay.
On the 19th. And 19th at 7:05. And I'm just looking to see who it is that they are playing. They've changed the website a little bit here, so it's
And the question is, what is the nickname of the Ice Flyers rink?
Yeah. It doesn't say who they're playing, but I'm sure it's somebody like the, you know, Macon Mayhem or something, you know, some really aggressive team.
Okay.
Do we have a winner?
We do not have a winner yet.
Oh.
People must be Googling and trying to figure it out.
I probably didn't put the question real well, but I think they know what I mean.
There's a nickname for the rink of the Ice Flyers.
Yeah, it's
what is it?
The Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They play in the... Obviously, they don't follow. So, anyway, while we're waiting for somebody to win the four tickets, what else should we talk about? Let's just turn the page on Downtown Crowd and just see what it is that we... Oh! Pep Talk, did you have an answer? I think we have somebody call in with an answer.
Okay. I'm going to put you on
the...
What's your name, sir? First name again, I'm sorry. Pete? Okay, one second.
Oh. I wasn't sure if you were on air or not. Do we have a winner? Or
we do have Pete on the phone.
Okay.
So, Pete, go ahead. What do you think the answer is for the Pensacola Ice Flyers question? What's the name of the rink?
I believe it's called the Hangar.
You know, we need a drum roll or bells or something to...
Yeah, can you hear that? Can
you
hear
you that, are Mike? Correct. Are you a hockey fan?
Well, I was when I lived in Fort Worth. I've been to a few games here. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
they're fun.
Remember, they're fun. All I ask is you have a fun time. You stamp your feet and scream and just have a good old time. Whether we win or lose, and I'm sure we'll win, but just have a good time.
Okay, Pete, do you have the ability to text us?
Yes, we need your email address so I can send the tickets to you. So if you,
get that off the air.
Yeah, if we could get that off the air, or if you want to text it to our text line, I'd be able to share it with Malcolm, and he'll make sure you get the tickets. Does that work?
Why don't you just hang on, and I'll give them to him.
Sounds good. I'll collect that from you in just a second, and Malcolm will move on to the next subject.
You will. Thank you, Pete. Well, great. We have a winner, and... let's just move on a little bit. We mentioned just a few moments ago about Boo at the Zoo, which actually starts on the 12th, 13th, 19th, 20th, 26th, 27th, 10 till 5. That I remember where I took my grandkids to, and it's a lot of fun. And bounce house, trick or treat, face painting, caricatures, and 50 vendors. I mean, it really is a lot of fun. And... it's a great thing to take the kiddies to. All right. While PJ takes the email address of our winner, we'll talk a little bit more about what's happening in Pensacola. The Peace, Love, and Bugs 28th Annual Rare Emerald Coast VW Car Show is coming up on the 19th. Which I believe is a week from Saturday. And we talked about this before. Those just wonderful little cars that I think the first one was made in the 1930s. So I don't know how far back they go at the show, how old the oldest one is, but they're certainly an interesting car.
I would imagine they're from all decades.
Yes, I would think so. Some of the early ones I remember seeing are kind of basic, little basic. But they were meant to be a basic car, a car that everybody could afford.
Absolutely. We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Cinderella would daydream of a beautiful, picturesque life in her fairy tale-like village, only to be reminded it was only a dream until she receives a magical visit from her fairy godmother to transform her life. Ballet Pensacola is thrilled to bring this classic story with exquisite choreography from the new artistic director, Stefano Candreva. Cinderella is for all ages. Performances are October the 11th through the 13th and the 18th through the 20th at the Center. Visit BalletPensacola.org or the Pensacola Little Theater box office for tickets.
I'm Robert Bender, your supervisor of elections. The general election is underway, and now is the time to make sure you have a say in this election. Election day is November 5th, and there are three ways you can vote. One, you can request a vote by mail ballot and return it by mail or leave it in a secure ballot intake station at any early voting site. Two, you can vote early at any one of our 10 area early voting sites from October 21st through November 2nd. And three, you can vote at your polling place on election day. Whatever you decide, just get out your vote.
For more information, visit escambiavotes.gov or call 850-595-3900.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world. But what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the conversation today. In studio with me is Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing. We're wrapping the show up. What do we have
just
left here?
Just a quick mention for Taste of the Beach.
Yeah, when is that?
Which is this coming weekend. There is a sunset cruise on the 10th. Mm-hmm. Sounds fun. VIP dinner on the 11th. And then the festival is on the 12th.
Yeah, and I heard the dinner is going to be on the trolley, I believe. I know there's a trolley dinner that's part of that. And I think that's the VIP.
Yeah, I think you kind of, yes.
Yeah.
Mm. That's a lot of fun. I have not put together my schedule for the weekend, but maybe that's something I need to go to.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a fun time.
Food and wine is always good.
Yeah, absolutely. We're wrapping up our time here on Pep Talk. Pep Talk is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Malcolm, thanks for being here today.